You're listening to SBS News.
In a public park on the outskirts of Doha, children who live on the streets have travelled from all over the world to play the game they love, football. Teenager Aya Habeeb has always dreamed of being a professional football player, but growing up in her hometown of Tulkarem in the West Bank, she was constantly told that football is for boys. Despite facing discrimination and opposition from her family, she eventually joined a local football club, and this year she competed in the Street Child Football World Cup in Doha, Qatar.
I face a lot of difficulties. One of them is the society I'm from, the Palestinian people who looked at us and questioned how girls play football. That was the biggest challenge I had, bullying as well, for my hairstyle and for being a football player. This was a big roadblock in my way. Of course, I didn't stop there. I challenged all of this and went ahead. I insisted on continuing with football. And because of what I've done, I'm here today. Football in general is a key to the whole world. For me, I can have my voice heard, my struggles, my message, and the Palestinian cause.
Her story is a testament to how sport can transform lives and how it can provide a platform for women to promote gender equality, a key pillar of the Street Child World Cup. It's the first time her team has played football internationally. The girls in the team live in a refugee camp north of the West Bank, and with no fields for football, they mainly play on concrete. The coordinator for the Palestinian team, Maisul Nakla, says it's a privilege to be a part of the event.
For them being able to speak their story and hearing other children's stories and relate to that, it's just mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing because it's just opening up a world, a door and a world for them.
Taking place ahead of the FIFA World Cup, the tournament aims to empower children living on the streets around the world and provides a platform to champion their rights. The first event began in Durban in South Africa in 2010, and at that time, a young John Sadok was being raised by a single mother in a family of six boys in Tanzania. From the age of 12, he says he had to steal to help put food on his family's table, but he also played football on the streets, an activity that he says allowed him to escape from the stress. He was noticed by a football academy that enrolled him into the first Street Child tournament with Tanzania's team, and now 12 years later in Doha, he took part in the event as a youth leader.
Football for me means everything because it was the first thing that brought me onto the spotlight and showed other people how worthy I am and it showed other people how important I am. Through Street Child World Cup, I wish to see changing these young people like to be the good leaders in their communities, to believe in themselves, to believe that they are somebody, to believe that no matter what other people think of them, they will just keep going on to reach their dreams.
UNICEF says an estimated 356 million children live in extreme poverty around the world. The CEO of the Street Child World Cup, John Rowe, says the tournament organised by UK charity Street Child United aims to increase participation in sports and offer opportunities to disadvantaged children.
It's about dignity. It's about I am somebody. And when these young people put on their national jerseys, when they hear their national anthem, when they raise their national flag, we are incredibly proud of them. Their whole country is incredibly proud of them. And it's about getting the world on the side of these street children. And once they see them differently, once they see them as heroes, they begin to change the world for them.
Many of the children have no identity documents, which stops them from being able to travel to play in the World Cup. Mr. Rowe says this year, two team leaders adopted 10 children with no identity papers to give them a chance to pursue their dream.
And nobody disagrees with what they want in the world. Birth registration, access to education, protection from violence, gender equality. Everybody agrees that these children should have that. So everybody is on their side. Our job is to create a global platform for their voices to be heard.
Danielle Robertson, SBS News.